Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you. As we conclude this program, let's go to our panelists to get what is in their mind. We start with our own Duga Charles.
Well, what is in my mind is that I am jealous this morning. Why? Simply because I am jealous of the Kenyan laws that there is separation of power between the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary. What has happened that a presidential election is annulled by the Supreme Court shows that there is actual strict respect of the separation of power. That is what makes me feel jealous.
And you are expecting that that should be applied in Cameroon. Thank you very much, Duga Charles. We now go to Christopher Fogwe. Daddy Chris, what is in your mind?
I am sort of grateful to circumstances, given the fact that the president has taken the type of initiative we have been waiting for so long. And we hope that now that he has set his hands on the plow, he will not look back, but will look forward and consistently ensure that the problems we are faced with continue to be handled hands-on so that his leadership is felt and should impact positively on developments that should take us to a better Cameroon.
Maybe so that he should be remembered, as he once said, as a person who brought democracy, peace, and prosperity to Cameroon. And finally, Fonso Michael, what is on your mind?
Hope is in my mind. I hope that the crisis that we are going through will be overcome. The rest of the persons in detention will be released and schools will resume. But I also trust that God is acting and we should allow God's time to be his own time and do our own duty. In this, I want to appeal again that let us send children to school. It's an important thing to do. God will do the rest.
I will also be very happy if on Monday my kids put on their bags and uniform and go to school. Thank you very much, Christopher Fogwe. Thank you very much, Duga Charles. Thank you very much, Fonso Michael. As we take the rendezvous for another edition of the program News Extra on Foundation Radio next week, same time. But remember, when we learn from the experiences of a conflict situation, scars from such conflict may lead us to a renewed intimacy. I am Mokun Johnny Nelson, wishing you my blessed regards.
Thank you.